Hello, and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney. Before this week's episode, a few friendly reminders. New episodes drop every Thursday afternoon.
Opinions and views expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the Arts Asylum, Mutual Musicians Foundation, or KOJH 104.7.
If you have any questions, concerns, or suggestions, please contact us via email at couchchats@gmail.com or find us on Facebook or Instagram at couchchats. And don't forget, that's couch with a K. Please also remember to rate, review, and subscribe on iTunes. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
Bye.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Couch Chats with Corey and Courtney.
Hello.
I'm Corey.
I'm Courtney.
And today on the show, we have our good friend, Justin Michael Carter Van Pelt. Hey, hey, hey.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi.
And he's not pretentious at all.
He's not pretentious at all.
What I kind of wish it had the third after it, too.
Right, exactly.
Justin Michael Carter Van Pelt, the third.
The third.
God, I hate myself. Justin.
I hate me already.
Justin just flew in from New York City last night, and that's great. We're really excited to have him on the show. Justin's been a friend of ours for many, many years and multiple aspects of that.
Yeah, I was actually just thinking today, like, I don't even know exactly how I know either one of you, because it's been so long that I'm just sort of like, they just are people that exist in my life, but I don't know how I know
when
them.
We had Spencer on, we were like trying to figure out like when we met, and I was like, I don't know if actually we've ever met officially. Like, I don't know if anybody was like, this is it, you know?
Yeah.
And I was like, but we've just been in the same room for 10, 11 years, so.
A long time.
Yeah.
I know for a fact Godspell with Mike Feeney.
Yeah.
I know for a fact Into the Woods, you know. Yeah, I mean, at least some community theater. And all of them. But I mean, that's about when I can pull it back to. Very long time.
That was a very
Those Lee Summit kids.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think I've been around that long because I didn't go to the burbs
as a child. Really blame you.
I did not. I think perhaps the first time I was in Lee Summit, I might have been with you, like other than driving to Columbia.
Sure. Yeah, I was watching the VHS of Godspell a couple of months ago. The director's cut.
The director's cut.
Oh, really? Yeah. I haven't watched it in I don't even know. It's at my parents' house someplace.
Right.
I know, but like, I don't have. Playing a VHS. I don't even think my parents have the VHS anymore.
I had to save it so I could watch all my old school, like, high school productions.
Right, sure.
Right?
You gotta get those in.
Yeah, I think my high school.
Xana might have been the first time we met, maybe.
Wait, what?
I think Xana Dope.
Xana Dope,
maybe the first time we met.
That was great, too.
Maybe.
That was at Just Off Broadway.
It was.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was listening to that 2 days ago in the car, too. I think we got love.
Show. I love that show.
I love that show.
It was so great.
Someone should redo that show, too.
I'm just thinking, like, you're mentioning all this stuff, and I'm like, these are all roles I can't play anymore, because I am definitely too old.
Well, if you shave.
never happening.
Never happening again. Like maybe in 5 years when we remount Hedvig.
No, the last time that I had a clean shaved face was Hedvig.
Yeah, right, well, we'll have to do it again for the 25th, right? So.
Yeah, when is that? So was it just 5 years from
5 years?
Last year?
Yeah, from so yeah, so four years to go. You can keep that beard for 4 years.
Great. I'll be 44.
Something. Yeah.
Was,
I don't know.
It was
that
a spring.
Was a microphone spring.
It was me. So I have. You know, here's the thing. I have this like weird effect on technology. I used to think it was a joke, honestly, but now I'm sort of like, no, I think I have some sort of weird outlook.
Your
or
energy.
Something. It's bad. I don't know.
Your natural
Let's
heat.
Put him in my natural heat. His watermelons.
Watermelons.
So that's normally my first question on the show is, how the fuck did you get to the couch today? And what we've sort of learned is,
we don't know.
Yeah, he got here.
No idea.
Yeah.
No idea. You guys just keep asking me to do things. I keep saying yes. So that's
Our goal is to make Justin Van Pelt at least, you know, live here.
Dual
and
residency.
In New York. Yeah, dual residency.
Yeah. I'll be bi-coastal. We'll just consider the Missouri River.
The Lake of the Ozarks is where he'll be.
Oh, God. That's terrible.
I'm cool with that. That's fine.
Right.
Yeah.
So we have Justin in town right now. Because he is co-emceeing an event this coming Sunday with Katie Gilchrist. And it is a fundraiser for our friend that we all lost around Thanksgiving time, Chris Holbrook. Mm-hmm. So, Justin, can you tell us, a little bit about Everybody Rise?
Yeah, so Katie and I had a lot of discussions after Chris passed, and we had been kicking around the idea of putting together a concert anyway, in the style of her birthday show a few years ago. Mm-hmm. And I love working with her so much and love being here. And it was just like, I sometimes need a reason to get on stage. And then we lost Chris, and we started talking about putting together a benefit show to benefit his family for final expenses and hospital bills and funeral expenses and things like that. And
to also bring us all back together.
Exactly.
I never am mad whenever our community all comes together.
Well, see, and that's something that I love so much about Kansas City is that, I mean, everybody really does sort of look out for each other. It's a big place, but it's a really small, tight-knit community.
Yeah.
We all really do know each other. And, I mean, I've been gone for 11 years now.
Is that real?
Yeah, I know. I moved in 2007 to New York, and I've been gone for that long, but I'm still... I'm able to come home and do all these things because people keep asking me to do it, and it's I mean, I'm so thankful that it's not an out of sight, out of mind situation. I don't know if it's my friends or if it's just me constantly going, "Hi, I'm gonna do this thing. Hi, I'm still here.
Medium.
Hi."
Yeah, I mean, if
hi, please hire me.
If you weren't awesome and talented and a hard worker, I don't think you.
Shit.
I don't think anyone would give a shit if you were calling. Them.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's true.
So there has to be some way, you know.
Yeah. But so this was a reaction to me being so far away from my friends, from my chosen friends. And honestly, like, most of my closest friends are here.
Mm-hmm.
I have some amazing, wonderful close friends in New York, too. But, I mean, you know, the people who are part of the formation of who I am today.
Yeah.
Formation, is that a word?
Yeah.
Can we just call it?
Foundation, okay. Formation.
Foundation, formation, whatever.
Beyonce says.
Formation.
Right.
It's right.
And it's real.
Beyonce says it.
Okay. You know, if you say Beyonce's name 3 times, she just shows up.
Oh, that's fantastic. Right.
But I don't, that's a lot right now. We're also sort of dealing with, like, a snowstorm and an ice storm
right now.
And, last night was kind of crazy because the entire city sort of was just doing like that emoji where it's like the 2 arms up.
Yeah,
like, I don't know what the hell I'm supposed to do tonight.
They prepared us for this massive blizzard this last weekend that was a slight dusting of snow.
They did the same thing to us in New York.
Sort of happened. And then no warning for this. It just came out of nowhere. Oh, by the way, you're going to get an inch of ice and some snow on top of it overnight and no one's going to know.
Yeah.
And we will not have school again.
Whoops.
So this event on Sunday as we get back to that, because there won't be any weather problems this coming Sunday.
It's this coming Sunday at 7 o'clock. It's really just a reaction to what do you do when something like this happens, and
I think
if you're an artist, you make your art, you know, and that's just all you can do. It's cathartic, and if we can monetize it in such a way to help benefit his family, then that's what we're gonna do.
Yeah.
And the set list is so good. I'm so excited. And there are so many wonderful guests, and the band is incredible. They keep sending me videos from rehearsal, and I'm just like, I've been dying to be here so I could be in the room and singing and acting like a fool with my friends. And
you get to start that
now
tonight?
I think I'm rehearsing tomorrow night. We're hanging lights and things today. I just got a text from Katie. She's like, can you be at the venue at 3:30 to hang lights? And I went, yes, I can. I will be there.
And how long are you in town for?
I am here downtown until the 30th, and then I'm going to spend the next 5 days in Lee Summit with my family, because my mom took the week off, so I wasn't able to get home for Christmas or Thanksgiving, so I'm going to
enjoy
my time with my family and eat lots of Kansas City food, and
that's
do a photo shoot and a jockstrap on the 3rd.
Right.
After eating all the barbecue, I can.
What are we doing a photo shoot
and
jockstrap for?
I think I know, but can
I don't know if we can.
Insert technical difficulties here.
But I don't think about things a lot. I just do, which is great and sometimes bad at the same time. But usually it's pretty good. I mean, it's what moved me to New York. I've done all this work here. With the Coterie and with the Eubanks and with the Unicorn and with Late Night Theater. I did a lot of stuff with Late Night and I loved every minute of it.
You're sometimes one of their guest stars, right?
When you come back. Yeah, when I'm in town, when they're doing a show and I Kim guest star, I'll come in and do a number, which is great. I'm ready to come back and do a full show at some point.
Mm, have they talked to you at all about that?
It's just a matter of like what works out in their season and stuff. Yeah. And I mean, they have such a great core group of people here that it's sort of, I mean, I'm not going to wait for me to come home. Although I would just come home to do the show in the first place. Mm-hmm.
Well,
just saying.
Tell them that. I'm sure I'm going to see a lot of them.
That's where I'm like, I really want to do a late night show again.
Mm-hmm. You should make up like a card that you can pass around. I'm available to come back.
Basically.
Yeah.
Here's the list of things I'd like to do.
Here's the things.
Do you want to do any of these?
Here's all the things. You want to move back? Here's all the things that need to happen first. So I was doing all that stuff, and then my lease was up on my apartment that I miss here desperately. It was such a beautiful apartment for $475 a month.
That is outrageous.
It was a one-bedroom, beautiful apartment that I loved. I loved it so much, and it was $475 a month, and I'm definitely not paying it now.
No. That's not how New York works now, huh? Yeah.
And I, my lease is up, I wasn't dating anybody, and I didn't have a contract for a show, and I was doing visual merchandising at West Elm at the moment, at that time, and they were like, well, we can transfer you if you want. So I had friends that I've known forever who had a room to fill in New York, and I just decided I was going to move to New York.
Yeah.
Not because I was like, I'm tired of Kansas City, just because it was an opportunity. And not
there's
that I...
never the right time in
no,
so many ways.
No, and I didn't even have any, and I still don't have any, like, aspirations to be a big Broadway star. Like, I don't care about that. I care about working and doing stuff that I love to do. It's not ever the goal to be a star for me. I mean, at this point, if it's not happened, it's probably not going to. And I'm okay with that. That's not the point. It's
you're
just
a star
as long as
your own right.
It's fine with me. As long as you treat yourself like a star.
Right.
It's always been about working and doing the things that inspire me and things that I love to do. And I mean, if I want to do something, I'm going to do it.
Right. How do you usually pick those projects?
If I want to do something, I want to do it. Yeah, no, it's sometimes a friend who I want to be doing something with. Sometimes it's in like Hedvig, Steven had asked me to do that before I'd seen the movie, and I was like, I don't know if this is something I can do, because I was 22 the first time I actually do that show, and way too young, and I just wasn't sure, and I saw the movie and I thought how much fun it would be, and so I reached out to him and was like, let's do it. And then every time since then it's just been sort of like, I miss her.
Right.
And I mean, that's kind of how it happened last year
with anyone else besides you or the Eubanks.
No
people? Yeah,
no.
Have you ever auditioned for one?
I actually, they were auditioning, where was it? San Diego, I think. They had an open call that Barb reached out and told me about, and I submitted, but they didn't. They were looking, like, they were doing equity first, and I'm non-equity,
yeah.
So I didn't even get an appointment, which is fine. I mean, this year is planned.
Yeah.
You know,
it's true.
It's very bad, and I'm not backing out of things.
You're going to come back soon to do a little Jesus Christ Superstar.
I am so excited and absolutely terrified at the same time, which is good. It's always a good place for me. And people say, when I tell them I'm terrified, they're like, oh no, you're going to be so good. I'm like, that's not what I'm saying.
Right.
I'm saying, I have
to tackle Judas.
This is, yeah, it's tough.
Yeah, it's a hard role.
Really, 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 really hard to sing, and it's super athletic, and I'm really excited to do it because I haven't done anything in a theatrical sense, like a full-scale like book show,
mm-hmm.
other than Hedvig in a long time.
Yeah,
I've done a lot of hosting things, I've done a lot of cabaret stuff, I've done a lot of stand-up, I've done all the other things, but I haven't, this will be the first truly like big ensemble show I've done since like Xana, honestly.
And that was 2009.
So
and
ago.
The cast is
no,
all
before
intimidated.
That, since I moved in 2007, so that was like 2006?
Six, probably,
something
yeah.
Something like that.
Wow. Six, because then we did right, well, you were here through, you moved right after Hedvig 08, but that was, it was like January. Like we were in like February, I think.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So, or had you moved already and came back for that?
Was
that the one you did with Katie?
No, that was with Vanessa.
With Vanessa.
Yeah, you had moved already when we did the concert version. So, it's funny because you and I have worked together a zillion times.
Yeah.
We have legit only done Hedvig, but we've done it three times together.
Yes. So, I don't think I had moved yet.
Okay.
Actually.
So, then 08. So, it would have been then because we did then Confessions, True Confessions of a Go-Go Girl. Yes! You and I did after Xana.
Which was so much fun.
And
so
that was summer
of
7.
Were you here for Saucy Jacks in the Space Vixens? Were you part of that?
Which time?
Yes.
I've never done the show. The only shows I've done with Steven were Xana, Zombie Prom, and Hedvig.
You never did one of his Rockies either?
I costumed one of his Rockies, but I never like actually did it.
So
he always had Spencer, you know, like.
But there was a time that Spencer was like scared of you for that role. Like I remember when I was dating Spencer, and he was just like, "Yeah, but Justin's gonna get it," you know. It was just so funny. It's so funny to think about those conversations back in 2004.
It's so also funny to me. I mean, Spencer is one of my closest friends. He was in my wedding. Like, he's just one of my closest friends. And the first time I met Spencer, I was like, I'm not gonna get along with this person at all.
Yeah.
And he's just one of my closest friends. He was with us this year at Christmas because he was touring with the Kinseys.
Yeah. Right.
And he was there. Like, he was with us on Christmas morning. We all had our onesies on. Like,
oh,
he opened presents. It was
that?
So fun and so cute. Like, we were mimosas and monkey bread. It was great.
I love those sorts of friendships. Like you said, you have the ability to hold on to those sorts of friendships, and that's really cool.
I'm very lucky, and I'm really happy about that because, I mean, you know, as you get older, it's harder to make those close friends.
Yeah.
So it's important to hold on to the ones that you can. So I plan to.
Well, and I think it's also like you get older and you can hold on to them, but you also don't have to have the requirements that you have of friendship when you're younger. Like the high maintenance-ness of a relationship where you're just like, it's fine that you hadn't seen Spencer, that he just come crash on your couch for Christmas because you don't have to talk every day, or we're going to the bar, we're going to do, you know, like there's
just
something.
I don't have any friends that I talk to every day. I talk to my husband every day.
Right.
That's
really,
literally the only person in my life that
Ditto.
I talk to every day.
If I didn't work with Courtney, it would pretty much just be my husband that I talk to, like really every day.
Yeah,
I mean,
we talk every day because we have to, but
but I love it. But then we talk to Justin every day. No, I was just
kidding. I mean, we talk a lot.
Yeah.
Like, especially when there's projects looming.
Absolutely.
Like this one.
Yeah.
Like,
well, and it's, you know, not at all an intimidating cast that you are. Like,
isn't that cast so
good? It's
cool?
So good. I mean, and honestly, half of them I know. The other half, I really, there's a few people in the cast that I really don't know at all. But I'm so excited.
Harriet, like, get
I know.
Out.
I'm so. Excited. I'm just like, I won't have any scenes with her.
That's true.
Well,
that's not necessarily true.
Well, not necessarily true. I don't really know. I kind of know some of Kyle's vision.
Do you want to see the 26-page essay that was sent to us?
I kind of do, but like, I also sort of just want to wait and be surprised.
Oh, it's going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah, no, I'm really, really excited.
Yeah, I mean,
when we were reading it, what was it? Paragraph 2, we were like crying. I talked to Kyle
for like an hour on the phone about it.
Yeah.
About it. Like,
and you've never met him face to face, right?
No, I think we have. Haven't we?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, I think it's so funny because
super briefly,
there are moments where when I'm talking to Kyle that I forget that you guys don't know each other like we know each other, and he like fangirls, but then like,
it's so weird to me when you say that.
What?
Because it's like, I can't, first of all, people fangirling over me is very odd to me. It's very odd. Especially somebody like him that I've heard nothing but amazing things about and I'm so excited to work with.
Yeah.
But it's just sort of like, shut up.
Actually, the people fangirling over you and Katie were the reason that we started Couch Chat.
That's what I was going
to say. Because we're so, like, I can just pick up the phone. Like, and that was his thing where he was just like, well, can you talk to him? I was like, yeah, you want me to text him? I'm allowed to talk to him.
Carl, I don't know if you listen to this, but right now I'm giving, like, the squirkiest squirk face right now. Like, you'll see it in person.
And we had that same thing when Hedvig was happening. We had people... like, can you introduce me to Katie? Can you introduce me to Justin? And I'm like, yeah, they're right there. Like, and that seems really, like, kind of, like, very, yeah, we're best friends with famous people. Like, but it doesn't, but I'm just like, you know, you can just, like, ask them, right? Because they're not those people, like, at all. But people get very, and I get that. I mean, I think... I maybe remember, because Alex was an undergrad when Katie was in grad school, so he had to work a lot of shows with Katie when she was in grad school, and I remember having kind of a fangirl moment of like, oh, it's Katie, like, she's really good, but I was like 21, and just, like, was only able to see her on stage. Yeah. So I guess when that's the case...
Yeah, that doesn't make sense.
For me, the stage is just where I work. Yeah. So it doesn't have the same appeal to theater people as it has to people who come see theater. You know?
There were people who just talked about, like, that conversation that takes place in the lobby post-show. Mm-hmm. You know, you just seen... And I hate to, like, make it about Hedwig, but we'll just take it about that.
Why not?
You just seen you and Katie do, you know, hold the stage for... that entire show, and you put your heart out there, and you're both really fucking talented. Like, I hate to, like, fangirl you in that moment. So, like, so you're standing out in
the lobby. Please tell me more about me.
All about you. And you have people in the lobby who are literally feel as if they can't come up and, like, even say hi to you because they're like, well, who am I? Like, Justin, like, has 50,000 friends that, you know, want to come and love him. And we, literally, Courtney and I are in the lobby, like,
just walk go up to them. It's fine.
Just go tell them. And if he doesn't give a shit about you, that's not Justin too. You know, like, you also have 50,000 people.
Well, if you approach with a shot, it just happens so much
more. Fun.
That's what I do.
So much more organic.
Right.
Hello. I mean,
Justin,
I took a shot with Corey backstage, like, before I even went
every
on.
Show,
Which, so I don't... I'm an adult. I took a shot before the show. I took a shot before the show, you guys.
Oh my god.
Every time.
I think the people you signed the contract with were giving you the shot. Yeah, so I think it's probably okay.
I have a friend, Krista Eiler Tatchell. She went before she went on for She Loves Me every night. Her and I chugged a beer together.
Yeah.
Because she was just like, it can't be that serious or I can't go out there.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's just way too much.
Yeah, pressure. Especially with Hedwig, too. It's sort of like, it also just gets you in, like, the nice frame of mind to be there.
You're in a bar.
Yeah.
I mean...
Yeah. I mean, it's so... Oh God, I was so uncomfortable. and like, especially that stupid cape and, like, all the buttons and snaps and constantly stressing about things coming off too soon and the wig and the makeup and the shoes.
And it's kind of like... For all intents and purposes, it's pretty much you. I mean, even Katie, like, is backing you up.
Yeah.
Like, there is...
That's a lot of pressure for that show.
Yeah.
For a show.
So, I mean, to just kind of take a shot to just sort of, like, forget about a couple things before I go out there and then thank God ditch the cape as quickly as possible.
as quickly
as humanly possible. That thing is the bane of my existence.
5-point harness in that guy.
I mean, it was a 3-person job to get that thing on me.
Yep. Well, it weighs a ton.
So much.
Mm-hmm.
But that was really kind of, you know, something that you sort of talked about when you were creating the show this last time, and you've done it before. It's just how connected you are with the clothing and with every piece. And there was just, you sort of were creating the world around you I kind of feel like Hedwig did.
It's, I mean, it's, there's two parts to this. It's the actor work that I think is important to do because nobody else is doing that work for her. Like, Hedwig does it all because she has to. So I feel as an actor, it's important to be that involved with all this stuff. Because if you're hands out and hands off, everybody else is doing everything for you, it feels a little too pampery.
Yeah.
You know? So if I'm in the trenches and I'm on my hands and knees painting a cape and sewing shit together and drawing slides for the projections, then it's me, it's Hedwig doing the work that she would have done. Also, I'm a control freak. So if it's going on my
brand
body...
Brand new information!
Brand new! Who knew?
He's like, as I'm designing my Judas costume right now.
No, I'm leaving that all to... Can we talk? How much can we talk about?
I mean, we can talk about everything.
Okay, yeah. So, Megan, I'm so thrilled to be costumed by Megan Torrick because she's a nutcase and I love her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm so excited.
Yeah.
I've seen a couple of inspiration things that Katie sent to me.
I need to send you the 26-page essay because
it's so good.
It's so good.
It is. It's, yeah. I mean, it's
also, separate. I'm like in the gym a lot because I was like, Kyle, I want some arms. I want some arms and chest, okay? Because I'm working real hard on this fucking show.
Yeah, well, and your counterpart is.
Just straight
muscle. And it's funny because when I was talking to Chris about that, that's another thing that I'm excited about seeing is that connection. Chris was, Chris Barksdale will be Jesus, and he's like, Justin and I have worked together so many times.
But never as Justin and Chris.
Never as Justin and Chris. It's always in drag.
Yeah, always.
And so I think that that's
amazing.
You already
have a rapport.
Never
worked
together
in this
capacity.
Yeah.
So I've known Chris for a very long time. Chris was really good friends with... we're gonna call him like my first real boyfriend here, and he and I became friends through him, and like he and I would like we would roll our eyes at each other. Mm-hmm. He does something. It was just he's like I became really good friends with Chris because of that. So mm-hmm. I'm so thankful for that relationship I had to bring him into my life, and I just love him so much. Like mm-hmm. he got up and sang at our reception here, just mm-hmm. impromptu, saying, "I will always love you." Mm-hmm. He was probably a little drunk, but that's fine. I still have that video, and it was amazing.
I have some pretty good videos.
And so it's just like. So now, that's another thing that intimidates me, because I have to go up against his pipes, and his voice is stupid.
And just remember, stupid. You were there for a reason. Yeah.
Oh, I know. I'm so excited, too. Like, it's going to be fucking vocal battle. I'm so excited.
I have a favorite memory of you sitting in the back seat of Courtney's white van eating Burger King before we had to go do the head big ones. And it was just so, like, gross uh-huh. and real.
Yep.
But that's those moments.
I'm
like,
gross and real.
But we all were, because we were running from Fashion Week before we had to do
yep,
it. Like, because
you were
that.
Staying with me at that point. You stayed with me for that.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This
yeah.
was the head big,
yes, the concert thing. Uh-huh. Yeah,
version that we all worked on.
Yeah.
And, you know, so I just remember those moments.
Yeah.
And, yeah, it's just so funny.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gross and real.
I know. But those adjectives that you want to take
is
with
that
you after
that's
this?
It.
I mean,
gross,
if,
real,
if,
and I have four pretentious names.
Can that be the title of this episode? Gross and real.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, absolutely.
You got it.
I'm gross and real, not clean and fake. Cool. Ask my husband; he'll tell you.
So that sort of moves us into your favorite part of the thing, where we ask you questions. That a kind of
this is like a James Lipton thing. I can tell you my favorite curse word.
What is your favorite curse word?
I love so many of them.
What's your favorite?
I really just like a good classic motherfucker. I just really love it.
Sometimes it's so necessary.
Oh, yeah.
I think it covers all the bases.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I also like seeing a lot of creative cussing coming from Scotland in regards to our president that I'm just really loving. Like, Orange
sure.
Shit Gibbon is like really one of my favorite things.
That is so good.
Sure.
You
Orange
as well
Shit
do
Gibbon,
not care
it's
for
so
our current
funny.
President.
I.
No.
You must follow me on social media.
I do.
I don't care. I'm sort of like, put me on a list, FBI. I hate him. I fucking hate him.
Hate him.
I feel you're too kind sometimes.
Oh,
yeah.
I don't know. I'm pretty clear. Like, I kind of want to watch him have a massive stroke on national television.
Right. Mm-hmm.
That'd be fun for me.
Maybe choke.
I'd throw a party. I mean, honestly, when that man dies, for whatever reason, I'm throwing a party. So,
absolutely.
Come
yeah.
on
My husband and I were talking about
yeah.
that. Like, where that will be the
throwing
party.
A party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sort of like when Fred Phelps died, I felt the exact same way.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.
And strangely enough, I think that I have more of a guttural reaction to the current president than I had to Phelps. Fred Phelps.
Than a sign that
but,
said, F should die.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because I can't even say that word.
I know.
Yeah,
okay, sorry.
Yeah.
I led you on that.
I was like,
astray.
I actually fucking hate that guy.
I fucking hate him.
Mm-hmm.
So, first question.
All right, okay. I'm so sad that I lost all my questions on my phone. I need to, like, go back and listen
no.
to episodes. But I do know the favorite of the episodes normally is you are a new addition to the crayon box. What color are you and why?
Oh, so I have to like make up a color or tell
well,
you what my...
it can be just a shade of whatever, you know.
No, okay, so my favorite color in that crayon box has always been cerulean.
Mm-hmm,
cerulean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Devil Wears Prada.
It is very... it's not blue, it's not azure, it's actually cerulean.
Cerulean.
Mm-hmm.
And that was picked out of a...
from a box of
stuff. By the people in this very room.
And I think it's quite comical, really, that you... I can't. I've actually done the whole thing, but it's so good.
Mm.
No, but that has always been my favorite shade of blue.
Mm-hmm.
Always.
That's
so blue has always been my favorite color, but that one specifically.
Yeah.
So it would be
it's
cerulean.
A good shade. Mm-hmm. Cerulean.
And I had no idea how to say it until Devil Rose brought it.
That's
cerulean.
Well,
great. Perfect.
Thank you, Meryl.
Yeah. Thank you, Meryl.
Thank you, Meryl.
Thank you for the education.
Mine tend to be a little more like serious
okay.
questions.
Okay.
Just
great.
The dumbest
cool.
way. What is one thing that became more clear to you as you got older?
I mean, I guess we've sort of touched on a little bit, like the friendships you can that are okay to let go of, and the friendships that are important to hold on to.
When do you feel you really sort of started, like, waking up to that idea of that mentality?
A lot of it, after I had been in New York for a certain amount of time, it just was just more difficult to stay in contact with people. But I would say, like, maybe 5 years into it, having come home a few times and realizing that there are people that I don't... Like, I don't talk to Chadwick Brooks all the time. He and I talk, I mean... a text or every few months or so, but when I'm back home and I have the chance to actually see him, it's just like talk for hours, and it's amazing. It's the same with people like Ron McGee, you know. It's just, these are people that I've just always just loved and looked up to, and I'm so happy that I've had the chance to work with them, and whether they know it or not, have mentored me. And you know, we don't talk all the time, but I can just sit and gab for hours, mm-hmm. and it's the best.
And they always have your back too.
Yeah, it's nice to know that there are people that, you know, are like that in my life and are here.
And you know? I think you said that at sort of the beginning of it. I do believe that Kansas City does have a really good community for itself. And it once does. You're sort of like, you've proved yourself, and I don't mean like talent-wise, but just like that you're not an asshole.
Yeah.
Then I really do think that you have a backing behind you for
absolutely,
indefinitely.
Sure. Yeah. Well, and it's we have, as theater people, such crazy schedules and lives, and you know, I mean, like what we do is so strange to the mass public.
Yes.
Like, you know,
yes.
Like, you know, I mean, when I talk to like friends who are completely out of the community, and they're like, "Well, I had this many meetings today, or this many things," I'm just like, "Well, I craned the Addams Family torture wall onto a roof." That was my day, like, you know,
and that wasn't even the weirdest.
Totally
thing
normal,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Completely, like Heidi and I set up the new fish tank on our snow day, where I'm sure most moms were at home, you know, doing laundry or something. And I'm like, I don't know where your zip ties at, girl. We gotta get these lights in the ceiling because that's what our life is, and it just goes
dumb,
right? And so,
but I don't know any different.
Right.
No, I don't either.
No.
At all.
I have no perception of, like, the other side of it.
Absolutely.
Because I can't help you.
No idea what you do for a living at all. It doesn't make sense
to me.
No, I
just, like, Alex and I just Marie Kondo'd our closet. And and I was pulling out all sorts of costumes.
That girl
and stuff
should get
and
paid for every time that someone says her name.
Yeah, I know. She might
she's
actually.
She's everywhere.
Just,
right,
yeah,
right,
like,
now.
No, we totally Kondo'd our closet. And I pulled out, like, four bags, just, like, glitter. Really,
right,
basically.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Who has that? And I mean, you do.
Right.
Yeah,
I
was like,
do too.
Right. We do. The people in this room.
But also,
know, nobody has that.
That conversation that I've had a lot about how artists are usually some, you know, borderline on hoarding. Because
mm-hmm.
you never know when you might need
you
this.
Something.
And
yeah.
that thing that you kept for 5 years, now is perfect.
Yep.
You need it today.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So,
but anyway, where I was going with that
yes.
is it's really, it makes it difficult for us to maintain relationships that then are kind of happy times ones, if that makes sense. Like,
yeah.
you're always there on opening nights, and
right.
you're always there, you know, like, you can be there, but it, when you have something like what happened with Chris, you see a community kind of come out of the woodwork
yep.
in a way that is so insanely moving and special
yeah.
that because I don't get to see these people on a daily basis, and that's why I'm excited for Sunday to
yeah.
come together in joy versus the sadness.
Yeah.
Even though there is that hint of that behind it,
yeah.
it's still...
Well, the last time I saw many of those people
mm-hmm.
was crying at Chris's funeral.
Yeah.
So
right.
it is time to see them again.
Right. But as difficult as that day and moment was, it was also just one of those that, I mean, I think...
I've
even
never been
even
to
the,
like that before.
Yeah.
Gentleman at the funeral home was like, I can't have a reaction, but this amount of people in this room... And what you guys are emoting and, you know, and sharing
yeah.
is, like, he was weeping.
That's
I mean, and it was, you know, just one of those things that, like, we just, I think that it's, people forget it
yeah.
when you're like, oh, I have all these friends. And then, you know, but I don't see them. I know all of them.
Of course
you
he
know,
brought
whatever
us all
it
together
is.
That day. And he's brought us all together on
yeah.
Sunday. Of course Chris did.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's just, it's very like that, you know. You just don't really understand the impact you have or the impact that your community has until
yeah.
something horrible happens,
mm-hmm.
which is sad.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, if anything that this all teaches is that you just have to notice
yeah.
and understand
for
that,
sure.
You know, that's all still there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And bigger than you think it is.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, for sure. When you can't help but, you know, when I remember that I used to be, I don't want to say weirded out, but sort of weirded out by like what happens when people are in a show, you know, because
yeah.
inevitably, like, showmance is a thing.
Oh, yeah.
Even amidst just other cast members,
uh-huh.
because you're literally just pouring your heart and your soul into...
Yeah.
But I think that it took a while before I got that, because I was just like, you don't know these people. Like,
yeah.
you met a month and a half ago,
right.
and then you realize what happens in that month and a half.
Yeah.
And...
We're a family now.
Right.
We're a family forever.
Right,
and
exactly.
Sometimes
it's
but
true.
It's true.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a connection that isn't the same as I met this person, you know, right. the other day, and we've hung out a couple times because yeah. it has to be
the
entirety. This is another
accountant in my office. Like,
right.
Yeah,
yeah.
You're going to be lifelong friends.
Also, creation with anyone on stage is...
Yeah. We're just in general.
It's magical.
Yeah.
You sync up.
Yeah. Because yeah. you don't have a choice.
Yeah.
If you're doing it right, you don't have a choice.
And there are some times at first rehearsal you're already like, and we have to kiss today.
Yeah,
you're
right.
Like, you're just like,
yeah.
Hey, here we go.
Yeah.
Nice to meet you. Hi.
Hi. Hello.
Yeah.
I mean, got an Altoid in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's crazy.
But I don't know how to not be an artist.
Yeah,
and I'm
either.
So glad that I've surrounded myself with other weirdo artists.
I can't do anything else.
Yeah.
Right?
I honestly cannot do anything else.
Well, I won't ask what you would be doing if not this, then.
No, I mean...
Well, what would you do?
If I was not working, like, as an... as an actor or a singer, I would still be in the arts. I would probably
mm-hmm.
go into, like, an interior design.
Mm-hmm.
Something along those lines. Or I would, you know, fall back to my illustration.
Right.
Stuff,
and
honestly.
I love your
It would still be in the arts. I mean...
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, if you want to check out my art, it's on J to the
that.
VP on Instagram.
It's fantastic.
For the 5 to 10s of you who already don't follow me.
Mm, you should, immediately.
I'm 50 people away from 1,000 followers, and I don't really care about that. I just think it's a nice round number.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Me too.
So that's right.
Are you really?
Well, no, I'm 5 over it, and I don't want to lose those 5.
Oh, yeah.
Because I want to just, I like that round number.
Yeah, I don't care at all. I'm not one person who cares about until I start selling my work, and then I'm going to have to actually, like, really
it's
care
true.
About
care.
That stuff.
Mm-hmm.
When are you going to start selling your work?
Well, that's the goal, isn't it? Is to, like, once I'm done with all of this stuff,
mm-hmm.
is to set up a website, because I'm going to start designing pins like I
mm-hmm.
did for Hedvig.
Mm-hmm.
I have all kinds of, like, they're ready to go.
Yeah.
And Wizard Pin was so great with us.
Yeah.
Oh my god, I wear
so
those
start
pins
doing that.
All the time.
Yeah. Oh, they're on my leather jacket
mm-hmm.
that I didn't get to bring with me because Katie was like, you better bring a bigger coat. And
yes, it's hard and cold.
It is
yelling
cold.
At me.
It's cold. Yeah, it's burning out.
Yeah, so I just wore the big coat from
mm-hmm.
Old Navy.
Mm-hmm.
That's
know?
What I got out there.
Whatever. So stylish.
What is
yeah.
something you were told you could never do or do well that you have accomplished or are in the process of accomplishing?
That I could never do or do well. Oh, you know, it's nobody else telling me because the call definitely comes from inside the house with me all the time. I've never had somebody in my life saying, you can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have had people say it's going to be hard, but never, like, you can't, but me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did 3 creative contracts. I was like, I'll never do that. It's never going to happen. Nobody's going to hire me, blah, blah, blah. And it's all bullshit. It's all bullshit you tell yourself.
You set up your own roadblocks.
Totally.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I think people do that often.
Yeah.
Yes.
But I did 3 contracts, and I paid off my student loans, and I paid my parents back for stuff that they... did for me, like, when I had no job and I was in school, and I paid for a wedding,
mm-hmm.
which was amazing. We didn't get a, like, fully round number, but we did that wedding for under $15,000 in New York, and I am
wow.
gobsmacked.
Yeah.
I have no idea how that happened, but
amazing.
There's some people who spend that, like, on a dress or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thankfully, my dress was so cheap.
You guys look dapper as fuck.
Thanks.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
It was good.
My suit came from, it was from Zara, but I got it in Greece, so
mm-hmm.
that's something, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you
know, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Did you bring it back from Greece? Or did you buy it?
Mm-hmm.
So I said...
No, I bought it in Greece, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. And brought it back from my last contract. It was not intended to be my wedding suit. I just thought it was beautiful and it was on sale. So I was like,
yeah.
I'm going to buy this.
I need that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
and then
fine.
We decided to, yeah.
Yeah. Because he proposed while you were on tour, right?
So we, yes. Yes. I proposed first. I proposed
okay.
in Venice because,
okay.
you know, why not?
Yeah.
I had not intended to propose on the ship. I knew I was going to do it that year. But
right.
But I was going to do it in New York. I had no intention of doing it, like, when I was on the ship and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff. But then we landed in Venice, and for my first time there, I was like, oh, well, no, this is too good. It's too beautiful.
I can't imagine.
It was, we talked about rings. We just kind of, like, I knew stuff that he liked, and I found this ring that I thought was beautiful. I had no idea what his ring size was. I had his friend Christine, like, sneakily find out his ring size. And then I ordered the ring. I sent it to my friend Annie, who was on the ship with me. I sent it to her sister, who brought the ring over from New York because I did not want to ship it
mm-hmm.
to our ports because I just didn't trust it.
Right.
So there.
And you
it
didn't
was a lot.
To worry about that.
No, I didn't at
yeah.
all. And then when he came on the ship, that night he came on the ship, he'd been traveling. All day. Not so bad. It was like, this is the night we have our date, so you're going to have to take a little nap and buck up because we're going out. So we did, and I proposed, and it was this really beautiful private garden in the Hotel Cipriani. It was the most expensive meal I have ever had in my life.
Sure. But it didn't matter.
But I was making that good shit money. Yeah. So, right. Yeah. So it was like, fine. No problem. We had like 25 euro Bellinis at the place that invented the Bellini, which 25 euros is like basically $30.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, what?
But
who cares? It was, it's a good story.
You're getting engaged.
Yeah. And then, so my next contract, when I was, that was my second contract. And my next contract, while we were on a break, we were on a 2-week break while my ship was being refurbished, we went to Paris and Berlin, mm-hmm. and he proposed in front of the Eiffel Tower.
Yeah.
Like, we're gross. It's just gross. We are, I am 100% aware of how disgusting we are.
Gross and real.
No, like, gross and real. I mean, it's just...
I proposed before I got on a plane to Paris. Mm-hmm. So, because if it didn't work out, I was like, I'm going to Paris.
Yeah. You guys have been together for a long time.
10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, but still, like, I still was fucking nervous to ask that question because he could be like, no, this is not...
That's your ask. I don't
know. It was in my head. And of course, then the day that we got married, Matt was like, I should have just married you the day I met you. And I was like, well, sure.
But, wow. You know, that's adorable.
It was. It was cute. Paris is a magical place. I don't blame you for being so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. I'm like, I can't wait to go back. Berlin was amazing, too. It was
cool. I love Berlin, too.
It was so much fun.
So, I love Europe. I love traveling the world.
Yeah, I really miss it a lot. I at some point will probably go back to doing some ship stuff. Maybe not with a full cast. Maybe just solo shows. Because I have like the ideas. These are things like this year is very. It's meant to be
ship.
Very creative.
Yeah, let's buy a cruise ship. That's the one thing we haven't gotten into yet.
It's true. We haven't.
Jesus, can you imagine?
That would be
well, no.
If we had a fleet.
Dream big,
I have a pretty awesome box truck if you're interested.
I hear those like duck boats are really inexpensive these days.
Those things capsize. You don't want to do those anymore.
No, I was in those arcs when that happened.
Oof.
And you were.
I was. It was crazy.
I've never trusted those things. I'm glad I never got on one.
No. I don't really want to
It's on land and the water. Yeah.
Something about that doesn't seem to make sense.
And it's not military grade.
Right. Yeah. No.
No. No. I don't. No, I agree. And also, what are you doing on that? Like, what is it that you do? You're not on, like, it's a tour of a lake? I'm confused as to what you're looking at.
No.
Well, don't worry. It'll never happen again.
Right. So clearly.
That company is not doing
so
well.
Sad. No. It was so sad down there when that happened.
Well,
yeah.
One more question for you, and then we have to start wrapping up already.
Right,
isn't that crazy?
What?
I know. That's 1 hour and 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's true.
Right.
What's the closest thing to real magic?
The closest thing to real magic?
Mm-hmm.
All the insanity that happens on stage.
Mm-hmm.
All of it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just real. I mean, it's utter manipulation. I will tell you, as an actor, I will lift back that curtain, and everything we are doing to you is utter emotional manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But it's magic, and it works.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because it's honestly, it's just, it can be the tiniest, tiniest bit of nuance, and it pulls a different string.
Mm-hmm.
It's really fascinating, and I love it. I love watching actors do it. I love doing it myself. It is just so wonderful. It's not like... I say emotional manipulation like it's a freaking like Lifetime original movie or something. Like it's Love Actually, which is a garbage piece of shit film, by the way.
Huh.
Sorry, Corey.
Huh.
It's awful. But it's just... Sorry.
You're lucky you're the guest today.
I know.
I wouldn't say it's the best. It's just saying it's not garbage.
Garbage.
For another day.
That said, I mean... I have a lot of really shitty films as my favorite films.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, it's all that. That's the closest thing to real magic for me, I think.
I get you on that.
Yeah.
What are your three wishes?
My three wishes?
Yeah, you're granted three wishes.
Oh. I'm not even going to try to be philosophical here.
No, don't do it.
I want lots of money so I don't ever have to work a survival job again.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is your job right now a waiter? Is that what you do?
I'm bartending.
Yeah,
It's a great gig. I work at an amazing place. They're so good to us, but like, this is not my... I don't want a bartender.
Yeah.
I just don't care about it at all. I'm just sort of like, what do you want? No, I don't know anything about this whiskey. I'm just pouring
right.
it.
Yeah,
I don't care where it came from. I don't care what barrel it came out of. No. I don't give a shit about the notes of that wine. Oh, it's earthy. It tastes like
There's
dirt.
Another
Why? Why does wine taste like dirt?
Right.
Stupid.
You're here to get drunk.
It's absolutely utter pretension, and I just can't stomach it.
Yeah.
That said, I will get you wasted.
Yeah.
And you're going to give me money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a good survival job.
Yep.
But, so that's one. I would just like to have lots of money so I just don't have to.
Yeah.
I can bounce back and forth between here and New York. I can work everywhere I want to. I don't ever have to worry about my bills. I would like to be able to pay off shit for my parents because they've been so amazing to me. I wish for a, progressive Democratic presidents in 2020, hopefully earlier, if we can kick this shit bag out of office as quickly as possible.
Agreed.
I wish for that.
Every day.
Every day.
Every day. I've placed all three wishes just on
I could do, honestly, like, I would do that too. I would add to the witchy power of that. I would be perfectly fine with that.
Yeah.
World peace.
World peace. That's so difficult.
Well, it's not real. I actually don't want world peace.
Yeah,
because I still want conversation and...
There has to be conflict or the world stops moving.
Right.
There just has to be.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't have to be war. It doesn't have to be utter, horrible, horrific conflict, but...
Yeah.
I don't know what I would wish for a third, honestly.
Everyone
cannot figure out the third.
Yeah.
They always know the first two.
I always think about Aladdin and like the three stipulations and the rules. I can't make people fall in love. I can't
bring
people back from the dead. And you can't wish for more wishes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And you can't.
And you can't. But I don't know that I want to bring anybody back. You know?
That sounded
really harsh. But I mean...
No.
I think when you...
Learn that from the Deathly Hallows. Right. They may not want you when they come back.
Then that can be the same. I think... I don't know. I can't think... Third is difficult, honestly. I wish for more work. I just want to continue working as an entertainer. I don't want to ever stop because... people used to ask this question on the ship when I would host like talkbacks from... The guests, they talk to us and they talk about, like, first of all, they'd ask me what our real job was, which is infuriating because, like it or not, this is my real
job.
I sing and dance and act like a fool on a dark stage and people give me money for it. People ask me about retirement and I'm just like, I can't even think about retirement because why would I ever retire? You don't retire from a job you love.
Yeah.
My goal is to probably never retire.
Yeah, I want to die on stage like Irene Ryan, you know? Like, Betty White's 97? She's 97 and working still.
And what did she do for her birthday? She had a beer or something?
Yeah, I mean, she's
smoked
just
like, a joint.
That's the thing. I mean, that's the difference is that you're asking me what my real job is and I don't have to retire because I'm not miserable like you are.
I know,
I'm not
like,
punching a clock and being, you know, I mean...
Nobody's dying to retire from being an
right.
actor. You're not working your accountant job going...
Right.
I love this. I'm going to do this until I'm 105.
I
want to
crunch numbers until my fingers fall off.
I know, and maybe somebody is, and good on you, because somebody has to be that.
Well,
somebody has to be
that. Fives and tens if you're out there, and you are an accountant, and you want to do that until the day you die.
Right.
Good for you.
Good for you. Well, yeah, if you love your job. Like, and that shouldn't, I mean, that should be universal. If you love your job, great.
Nobody should, you don't have to hate your job.
Uh-uh.
That is, I just don't understand why people don't get that.
Yeah.
You don't have to hate your job. You
but
don't have to.
There's a sense of laziness of that.
There is.
Contentment of them saying, well, this is just.
It's easy.
Yeah.
For sure.
And I've never done anything easy.
Me either.
Yeah. Well, every now and again, I think, like, how nice would it be to just, like, rent an apartment that I don't have to, like, oh, the water heater's broken or, you know, that I don't have to deal with that. And how nice would it be to just show up and punch a clock and not have to care about what I'm doing every now and again. Right. Like every now and again, I'm like, that would be nice for that one day. And then, and then I'm like, nah, none of that sounds good at all.
I went to office temp job and I was like, how do people do this? They've been doing this for like 40 years.
Yep.
Right.
God, why?
Yeah. Why?
Don't you want more from your life? But maybe they don't. I don't know.
And that's, fine, but if you're going to complain about it, you should probably change it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes, you are the one in control of that.
You are. Mm-hmm. It's just sort of
Karen.
Like...
Karen.
That's it. Listen, Linda.
Right.
So the last question is always, who would you like to hear from on the couch? Who should we have on that you think it would be fun to learn a little bit about? And in your case, tangibly, who maybe lives in Kansas City,
or someone
you want to bring back from New York.
Oh, God. Okay, I'm just going to do the Kansas City. I'm not sure who all you've had here. Have you had Ron?
What week are we on?
We haven't had Ron.
You haven't had
he
Ron.
Runs. We're saving Ron for our live episode.
Good. You've had Missy, right?
No. We haven't had Missy either. No.
The two of them together are always wonderful.
Right.
What week are we on?
38. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Ron is just...
Yeah, Ron wants to do a live episode, like, in a onesie drinking at a bar. And we're thinking about that.
He's got it all designed.
Yeah,
of course he does.
We're thinking that that'll be our 1 year.
Of course
we'll do a live feed of that.
Oh, my God, I love that.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
Yeah, it'll be uncontrollable.
That's another one when Ron has an idea, you just say yes.
Yeah, yes.
I trust Ron implicitly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, honestly, he is... again, it was a huge intimidating thing to share a stage with him and share a scene with him. Uh-huh. I've only done it once. I just did it. No, that's a lie. He guested in Supermodels in Space when Chocolata was out. Did you guys see Supermodels?
Uh-uh. I don't think so.
So Chocolata was out for a couple shows and uh-huh. Ron swung in and it was utter chaos, but it was so much
sure.
fun. But then I did a scene with him and the birds and it was just like
yeah.
the best. And to If you can make Ron laugh on stage, it's just like, I will carry that with me until the day that I die because it is such a huge honor.
Yeah.
And I just love that man so much and I would say yes to anything he tells me to do.
Absolutely. Agreed.
With him.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's nuts.
I can't wait to have him on the show. So Ron and Missy, like, we are so coming
yeah.
for
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean.
Yeah, for sure.
And you've had Ashley on this.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's a good time.
Yeah, it's a good time.
Oh gosh, they're all so fun. Every uh-huh. single one of them is completely different. Like, you think that you somewhat have, like, a format, like, an idea before you come into the room, and it is
I listened to a few of them, but I haven't binged them, so now it's sort of like, now you've piled up enough that, like, I can... mm-hmm. It's like waiting until a series ends before you start binging it, because I don't want to
watch it. And there's a couple of them that are, like, really weird. Like, on the... Anyway, like, what would you be doing instead? And I feel like someone was like, I'd do, like, taxidermy or something.
Ashley wanted to be a spy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And
absolutely.
She would be, because she has the wardrobe for it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
She
Who else could, like...
Absolutely does.
Mm-hmm.
Ashley...
Nice chapeau.
Ashley Personette is another one of those people that I was like, the first time I met her, was like, I don't know that I'm going to get along with
No,
you.
I hated Ashley when we met
I
the first time.
Love her.
And then I
Love
figured
her.
Out which, you know, who she was.
Well,
so
I figured
God.
Out that she was the exact right combination of bitch that I needed.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, wait, hold on. We speak the same language.
She's also intensely creative,
uh-huh.
really brave, and very smart.
And
Absolutely.
Fearless.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
I love fearless people,
oh, yeah.
including
yeah.
the both of you. And
she's a pretty girl who will fall down. I love
uh-huh.
a pretty girl who will fall down.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like a requirement for me. If you're
uh-huh.
going to be a pretty girl, you better be comfortable falling down.
Yeah.
I'm
be
not
it. That
be
might have to also be part of the title of this, too. And the pretty girls who fall down.
Pretty girls who fall down.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show
thank
today.
You.
Yeah,
I'm sad it's over.
I know. Well, you will be back on for Jesus Christ.
For Superstar.
Perfect.
For sure.
Oh my God.
Because
I
feel like we're going to have to, like, that's going to be a lot of conversation.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be so excited.
Well, yes. And there may be another little layer we're adding to the Superstar thing. Maybe. That may require some additional.
I'm doing my work.
Things.
I'm doing my research. I'm going to start voice lessons when I get back because I have to be able to sing this stuff.
I've
been singing it in the shower, and I think I'm okay.
Everybody is, though. That's
yeah.
the other thing. I mean, I know I just said we're going to wrap up, but
right.
that's the
Sorry.
Thing is that no, I love it. This is these are the tangents.
It's me.
Is that even the most like put together actors that are in it are also talking about that they need to go hone their craft.
Yeah.
That they are not only investing in themselves, they're investing in the production,
yeah.
and that they know that they want to present the best
yeah.
that they possibly can. And like, as a producer, I am really excited that people are as in love with this project as like
uh-huh.
we are.
I
yeah.
can't wait.
I'm
so thrilled. So excited to
yeah.
do this.
It's pretty good.
Well, tune in next week where we will have a new person on the couch. And as I said, thanks again, Justin, for being on.
Of course.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. I love you guys. I can't wait.
Love
to
you
go
too.
To Chris's thing on Sunday.
Yeah, we'll see you all there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes, yes, yes.
Right.
And follow
love
Justin
you.
On Instagram.
Oh, yeah. And all the information is on, it's called Everybody Rise
yes.
on Facebook. You can find it there. And 7 o'clock on Sunday night.
$30. At the Union.
Do it.
Yeah, the Union Library in the West Bottom.
In
Bottoms,
yes.
Bottoms.
Mm-hmm.
If you've
yes.
ever been to like Ron and John's, that's where
mm-hmm.
it
yeah.
was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
All right, thank you.
Perfect.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
And that was this week's episode of Couch Chats. Thanks so much for listening. Tune in next week to see who we've got on the couch. New episodes are available in the KC area on KOJH 104.7 Thursdays at 2 p.m. or on iTunes. Bye!